Seventh inning, 9-1 Marlins. Now the voice of the Marlins. Here's Dave Van Horn.
All right, Elliot, thank you, and hi again, everybody. Chris Aguila to bat here and get this seventh inning underway, and Aguila's one out of three on the night, and Joe Horgan remains in the game. The count is 2-0 as we come back, and Aguila unloads, hits a high fly ball down the left field line. It's going to be a foul ball, home run distance, and then some. Chris, who hasn't got a chance to play very much, hit over 300 in the Pacific Coast League at Albuquerque, was up a couple of times with the Marlins, and last night showed a little bit of his versatility, beat out an infield hit, and then hit a towering home run to left center. Two balls and a strike to the Californian, Chris Aguila, the pitch. A swing here and a high pop. This will go down the right field line. Brings Ryan Church on under it, and he's got it for the out. And one gone here, and Luis Castillo will not bat, but Damian Easley into the game will be the hitter in Luis' spot. Nine runs, 12 hits for the Marlins, and a run on six hits for the Expos. And I know that on this side of things over here, Elliot, you would you'd rather have that score reversed out there and be having a big time with the Expos as they play in front of this big crowd, over 31,000. Here's the pitch. A swing here by Easley, and a ball hammered on a line right at the left fielder. And he's got it for the out, and Easley is out quickly on that drive to Sledge.
First of all, I feel like I'm in the wrong seat.
Nah.
Second of all, it's got to be the Expo that gets the up, up, and away. I've called Pavano. He set it up. Won't hurt his ERA too much.
Hey, Pavi, here's Alex Gonzalez to bat. Pavi's hit two this year, so look out. The pitch is outside and the ball.
It's just remembering his first major league hit off of Curt Schilling. So it looked a whole lot like his hit in the fifth inning.
The pitch, and Gonzalez takes ball two, 2-0. There'll be a day off tomorrow for the Expos to let everything kind of settle in and the fans and everybody else to deal with all the things and the issues that there are to deal with. And then the final three games down at Shea. The Marlins are going down to Philadelphia to finish up in a four-game series, and they'll be playing again tomorrow night. 2-1 the count here on Alex Gonzalez. And the pitch. And a ball fouled off the foot of Alex and rolls on out to the left side. We have talked a lot the last three nights over in the other booth on the Marlins broadcast about the years here in Montreal. And I remember the first night in, my partner John Shambi, affectionately known to all as Boog. He's got that red hair and is kind of built like Boog Powell. And Boog said, what stands out most of all to you as you think back over your years, the 32 years with the Expos? Here comes a pitch to Gonzalez, and another ball dribbled slowly toward third. They're going to let this roll, and it stays fair, bounces over the bag, and it's a little infield hit for Alex Gonzalez. And probably not a bad decision to let it go, hoping that it would kind of go foul there at the last moment, and it didn't. It just bounced right over the bag and stayed fair. So it's been that kind of night for the Marlins. Those little hops and little things have gone their way in this game, and a two-out hit for Gonzalez, and Carl Pavano gets to bat. And I said, without question, thinking back over the years, there are many wonderful highlights, whether it would be the first game, Dennis's perfect game, the 94 season, or what. But to me, what stands out most of all, Elliot, was the wonderful farm system of the 80s, and to see all those young players come up in the late 70s and play on into the mid-80s and contend for playoff berth year after year after year. Made it in 81, should have made it in some other years and didn't. But that was the most rewarding thing in all of the years. Paul pulled foul off to the left side, nothing in two, because the Expos were the model for baseball. Expos and the Kansas City Royals became the model for all baseball teams to scout, sign, develop, and deliver to the major leagues good young talent. And Montreal did it at a great rate. Pavano swings and misses, and the ball is dropped by Diaz, but he tags Carl out for the third out of the inning. And we'll come back with more in the bottom of the seventh, 9-1 Marlins.
Silver Star Mercedes-Benz Expos Baseball on the team, 9-9.
seventh inning stretch. Brought to you by Bill Edwards Cheers. Check out all the Cheers events at cheersbars.com.
Hi, this is Steve Namark. To dress smart and shop smart in Montreal, businessmen to intern shop at Jaff Prêt-à-Porter. Take this spring suit collection, for example. Superbly styled suits, regularly $475, start at just $250. Buy any two suits for just $450. That's including tax and all alterations. Dress sharp, shop smart. Jaff Prêt-à-Porter on DeCarry in St. Laurent, on Union Corner, Rennie Levesque, and on Saint-Martin West in Laval. Jaff.
Welcome back to Installing Your Illegal Satellite. In this segment, we'll talk troubleshooting.
I have no reception.
This is common for illegal satellite users. The satellite company you're ripping off has zapped their system to deter theft. You'll have to go back to the person you bought it from or your guy and get a reprogrammed card.
But what if my guy has been shut down in jail?
Then I'm afraid you're out of luck and we're out of time. Remember, theft is theft. Stealing satellite signals is no different. A message brought to you by the Coalition Against Satellite Signal Theft.
This is live play-by-play of Silver Star Mercedes-Benz Expos Baseball on the radio home of your Montreal Expos, Montreal Sports Authority, the Team 990.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Dave Van Horn in our midst. Probably, heard you more, but certainly listened to you more than I did my parents.
Probably didn't behave any better for me, but listen more, maybe.
No, but you set a good example.
But what I was getting to was the way that farm system produced, and when we tell young people about it today and start rattling off the names of the Andre Dawsons and the Steve Rogers and the Gary Carters and Warren Cromartie and Ellis Valentine and on, the young pitchers, Gullickson and Sanderson. Here comes the pitch to Termell Sledge, a swing and a miss. Fouled it off, actually, to the left side.
And it happened again. When we read off the guys on that 94 team that earned under $300,000, I read off 75% of the team.
Wow. Best team in baseball that year. Here's the pitch, and it's low and inside. Termell batting at 262, and tonight is 0 for 2 against Carl Pavano. He has flied out and grounded out. Another one of the ironies of the Marlins being here, and an opportunity that you've given me to come over here and broadcast an inning. Now, a line drive here right to Alex Gonzalez, the shortstop. Sledge is out, one gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. One of the other ironies, Carl Pavano, who pitched his first major league game in the Expos uniform, pitching this game tonight. And if he wins this game, he's up 9-1. If he wins this game, he will set a Marlins single season record for most wins ever posted in a season by a Marlins pitcher. 18 wins. Alex Fernandez won 17. Kevin Brown won 17. And here's Carl Pavano sitting on 17. The pitch is lined out into right center, and there's a base hit for Rivera, and the Marlins can't get him out. How about his night last night? He was the whole show for the Expos.
Not many teams have gotten him out. He's hit 360s. Better than 360 since August 1st.
That's amazing. 9-1 lead for the Marlins, and Rivera with his third straight hit. He just won't give it up. Seven hits now for the Expos. Down by eight, Ryan Church. One out of two. Struck out his first time. Single to right in the fifth inning, and Carl Pavano works out of the stretch here in the seventh inning, and the pitch fouled back. But that was a wonderful time, and I'll always remember, we all will, those players that came up. And when they did go outside the organization, they came up with some dandies, from Dave Cash and Tony Perez to Chris Spire and Ron LaFleur, who helped this team so much, and Al Oliver, and of course Space. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and here's a ground ball left side, up with it. Gonzalez flips to the second baseman easily, thrown away at first base. Easily, with Rivera right on top of him, made sort of a desperation throw to try to complete the double play and handcuffed Jeff Conine. And so Ryan Church reaches on a fielder's choice and takes second on E4, which I am glad for because it affords me this opportunity. Let me leave you with this, Elliot. to Rusty and Beatsy and Singy and Jorgie, Stoney and Frenchie, Bach and Cy and LP, Hawk, Crow and Rock, Woody, Ross the Boss and the Kid, Eli, Gully, Scotty, Charlie and Scoop, the Cat and Marquise, Walk and Moe, El Presidente and Pedro, Cliffy and Rondell, and Orlando and Michael and Brian and Jose and Vladdy. Now, if you know what I'm talking about, you got the picture. A wealth of wonderful memories. And I know that as Expos fans, you won't let go of that. 0-1 on Diaz. Swing and a miss.
Well, we'll just tape that and run that again Sunday afternoon.
It's tough to sit back and look at the crowd and not have all kinds of overwhelming feelings. Here's a ground ball to shortstop Alex Gonzalez and the throw on to first base. And that'll retire Diaz. We saw crowds of 55,000 here singing Valdery, Valdera. They were great times, Elliot. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, from all of Montrealers for many, many years, we thank you before, and maybe this is our last opportunity. Thank you very much for enriching our lives, for coming into our living rooms and our backyards, treating us to baseball that we didn't know about before you came. Thank you, Dave. 9-1. Marlins lead. We'll be back. This is Silver Star Mercedes-Benz Expos Baseball on the team 990.